from Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org. I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, April 15th, 2025. In her first extended interview since her February confrontation with President Donald Trump, Maine Governor Janet Mills appeared on MSNBC's Morning Joe program yesterday to decry the Trump administration's ongoing targeting of Maine. Steve Missler has more.
The governor's appearance came just days after a federal judge temporarily blocked the U.S. Department of Agriculture from freezing federal funds to Maine over what it said were Title IX violations. The administration has made that assertion repeatedly while trying to get Mills to ignore a state law that's allowed transgender athletes to compete on girls' sports teams. Mills has argued that the debate over transgender athletes is separate from her duty to follow state law, and she told the cable news hosts that Trump is using the federal government to coerce the state into following his interpretation of Title IX via executive order.
Every fifth grade civic student knows that there are three branches of government and that the chief executive is required by the Constitution to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, not to make the laws, not to invent the laws or reinterpret the laws by tweet or Instagram post or press release or executive order. He's not allowed to do that.
A former attorney general, Mills also criticized USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins for an April 2nd letter that promised that the move to freeze funds was, quote, only the beginning if Maine didn't comply with Trump's executive order. Mills said some have described the letter as a ransom note. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
The ballot committee behind a referendum requiring a photo ID to vote has received a $500,000 cash infusion from the national group that helps Republicans get elected to state legislatures. The contribution comes from the Political Action Committee connected to the Republican State Leadership Committee, or the RSLC. The group spent nearly a $500,000 last year trying to help Republicans gain control of the Maine legislature. It spent more than $61 million nationwide, according to IRS filings. Now the group is backing an initiative that would require Mainers to show a photo ID before voting, along with a host of other restrictions. The contributions vault RSLC over a Maine-based PAC called For Our Future as the initiative's lead funder. For Our Future's top donor is the Concord Fund, the group associated with conservative activist Leonard Leo. According to IRS filings, the Concord Fund has contributed $7.1 million to the RSLC since 2020. 40% of that was donated last year. The Maine House has voted to increase the legal marrying age in Maine to 18. Lawmakers changed the law 2 years ago to allow 17-year-olds to marry as long as they have written consent from a parent or guardian. But supporters say increasing the minimum age to 18 will help deter forced or arranged marriages. Representative Amy Kuhn, a Democrat from Falmouth, said minors can have trouble entering contracts or accessing domestic violence shelters on their own.
But overall, the data show that these mostly girls really are at risk. Married minors are not fully emancipated, and as a result, they have limited legal rights. And when they need to get themselves out of a bad situation, it can be hard to do that.
The bill now goes to the Senate for consideration. In response to record-breaking visitation at branches around the state, the Maine Bureau of Motor Vehicles is adding a few new services to help those who need a real ID before the upcoming deadline. Starting May 7th, travelers will need a Real ID compliant identification or a valid passport to fly domestically. The BMV is adding additional support at the Springvale, Portland, Lewiston, Topsom, Scarborough, and Augusta branches. And appointments can be scheduled online up to 60 days in advance. State officials are urging Mainers who have a passport to consider waiting to get a Real ID. Those who must get a Real ID now should schedule appointments at their local BMV branch as soon as possible or be prepared to wait. The city of Portland could see an overall tax increase of up to 7% and a drawdown of its rainy day fund to fill a budget gap. But as Ari Snyder reports, the precise impact on homeowners remains uncertain.
City Manager Danielle West told counselors Monday night that the city is grappling with rising costs, the loss of federal funding, and proposals in the state legislature that could increase general assistance burdens on municipalities. West's budget proposal calls for using roughly $9 million in one-time funding to fill the budget shortfall while capping the overall tax increase at 7%.
This is not the way that we want to budget, but we are still waiting for those uncertainties to play out, most relevantly in Augusta.
West says the impact on the average homeowner is hard to quantify because the city will be revaluing property in the upcoming fiscal year. The City Council's Finance Committee will begin reviewing the proposal this week. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, the 250th anniversary of Paul Revere's famous ride. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.